definitely that man is not going to do my funeral. It's one of those people who doesn't speak well of me. Greetings, church. Good. I'm going to bring to you a very easy message, so please turn with me to Ephesians chapter 2. We will read together from verse 1 to 10.
Ngizoletha umlayezo olula namhlanje asibhekeni kwabase Efesi chapter 2 la ku verse 1 kufikela ku 10.
And you were dead in the trespasses and sins in which you once walked, following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience, among whom we all once lived in the passions of our flesh, carrying out the desires of the body and the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, like the rest of mankind. But God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with him, and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the coming ages he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace in kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. For by grace we have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. The good Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word, may he write his eternal truth upon our hearts. Yesterday we have heard from our last message that we are justified by faith. So in other words, we cannot be right before God through any human merit. It is clear from the Bible that the only thing that God owes us is his justice and his wrath.
Yet
the Bible continues to say God graciously reconciled us to himself by grace through Jesus Christ. We are looking at sola gratia. I'm not going to bring the whole history. It has been done yesterday. Brothers covered that. Sola gratia is a Latin phrase which means by grace alone. Again, we find out that the reformers had to refute the teachings of the Catholic Church in view of salvation. That view suggested that salvation is a mixture of reliance upon God's grace and reliance or confidence in your own works. If it was today, the good works will definitely be you walking forward to an altar where the priest is standing or the pastor and making a decision perhaps. However, the scriptures teach us differently, which is why then the reformer suggested that salvation is entirely God's gift. It is God's act of grace. Acts of grace dispensed by the power of the Holy Spirit through the works, the finished work of the cross. Then the reformers then argued that a sinner is accepted without any regard for his merit
of works.
Ama reformers bafundisa ukuthi umuntu wamkelikile ngaphandle kwemisebenzi yakhe.
But by grace alone.
Kodwa kungomusa kuphela.
Why?
Ingani?
For no one deserves salvation.
Ngoba akekho umuntu ofanele ukuthola umusa.
So Paul now is writing to this church. He's writing, he's fast bound in prison, having papers in one hand and a pen in another hand, trying to communicate the truth to the children of God.
Manje uPaulus uyabhala lana asejele uphethe amapheshana ngapha uphethe nebulpeni lakhe uyabhala ubhalela ibandla.
Paul wants the Christian to be reminded how they find themselves in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Ufuna ukukhumbuza amakholwa ukuthi bazithola kanjani enkosini.
What they have become in him.
Yini sebayini kuye.
And what they should remain to be.
Bafanele bahlale bayini kuye.
Paul wants the Christian to know that apart from the grace of God, there is no hope.
UPaulus ufuna ukuthi abazalwane bazi ukuthi ngaphandle kuka Christ alikho ithemba.
Of course, the Apostle Paul understand how grace looks like.
UApostle Paulus uyazi ukuthi umusa into enjani.
He was once on the road to the Damascus when grace found him.
Bekasendleleni eDamascus umusa mawumthola.
He had letters of authority to go to Damascus to bind and persecute the children of God.
Sakanencwadi ezimvumela ukuthi ahambe eDamascus ayobulala amakholwa.
It was on that road where Christ found this man. It was on that road where Christ graciously revealed himself to this sinner.
Kuleyo ndlela ula uJesu oyazibonakalisa kuye lendoda lena wazibonakalisa kulesoni.
A man was not seeking for God.
Lendoda ayengafuni uNkulunkulu.
But he was seeking to do evil against God. His heart was overflowing with hatred and rage. There he was on his high horse, breathing heavier than the horse, rushing into Damascus to kill and to destroy. Yet God captured his sinful heart. God captured this man's heart and set him free from the jaws of hell. So, how does knowing we are saved by grace alone shape and mold our understanding of God, leading to his praise and thanksgiving?
Lokhu kwazi ukuthi sizindiswa ngokuwamusa kuphela kusinceda kanjani kuze sikhonze uNkulunkulu.
Firstly,
oqala,
what I want us to see,
ofuna ukuthi sikubone,
or to be reminded of,
ukuze sikhumbule,
salvation by grace alone reveals our spiritual emptiness.
Ukusinsindiswa ngomusa kuphela isinceda ukuthi sizise ukuthi sidinga kangakanani emoyeni.
It says in verse 4 and 5.
Ithi ku verse 4 no 5.
If you would consider to look at your Bible, it says, but God, but God being rich in mercy because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved.
Kepha uNkulunkulu ecebile ngesihawu ngenxa yothando lwakhe olukhulu asithanda ngalo sesifile ngeziphambeko wenza siphile kanye noKristu kungomusa nisindisile.
It is the same message we see in the first part of verse 8.
Ilento sibonayo masala sifunda ku verse 8.
Verse 8 says, for by grace you have been saved through faith.
Ithi ngokuba ngomusa nisindisile.
So it is clear here, friends, that man's greatest need ever is the grace of God.
Siyabonakala ukuthi lento umuntu ayidingayo kungumusa kaNkulunkulu.
So here we are captured by the idea that a sinner is wholly dependent upon an outside help to come and redeem his dying soul.
Lana siyabona ukuthi umuntu uthembele ngaphandle okungaphandle kwakhe ukuze umoya wakhe usile.
In verse 4, Paul uses two magical words in order to give us hope while we are still here on earth, wearing this decaying and dying body.
UPaulus ku verse 2 yasinceda ukuthi sizwe ukuthi kwenzakala kanjani sagqokele inyama lena efayo.
Please notice.
Saphela.
He says, but God.
Ithi kepha uNkulunkulu.
Paul here intends to reveal the gracious, undeserved forgiveness and reconciliation to God by God's grace in Christ Jesus.
UPaulus lana uzama ukuletha umusa uJesu Kristu
He says God is rich in mercy. Therefore, by grace, He has made us alive in Christ Jesus. It is God who is rich in mercy. It is He who made us alive in Christ. Here we have a picture of God working behind the scene to bring about salvation to a sinful soul. God is like a puppet master pulling strings, making sure that this whole thing leads to you accepting and realizing that you are a sinful person in need of the grace of God. But not only is He revealing our spiritual emptiness, but God's unconditional love. Because of the great love with which He loved us. Please notice, it says we were dead in trespasses. We had nothing to offer. We were not sick. We were not unconscious in some way. We were not drowning, calling out for help. It says we were dead, walking according to the prince of the power of the air. We were the sons and daughters of disobedience. We live according to the passions of the flesh. We were carried out with the desires of the body. We are by nature children of wrath. But grace rewrote our lives. Because there was nothing that God could look at and found in us so that He would save us. But grace rewrote our lives. Listen to this one commentator. I normally don't quote, but now I quote. Sola gratia implies that the movement of the heart itself, opening to the light of the gospel and receiving the truth, it is God's gift and not work of nature. End quote. And friends, that is the biblical view of God's grace and salvation. The Bible clearly says it has been granted to you that you may believe. Of course, we do put our faith in Jesus Christ. But it is God who graciously give us that faith. We deserved nothing less than the fires of hell. Therefore, grace is our only hope. So, God, in response to our nature and in incapacity or inability to respond to Him, when He considered our human corruption, He considered that He will save us by grace alone. The point I want to bring here is that, please notice, this is saving grace. It is not common grace. Praise the Lord for common grace. But common grace look away from God's eternal purpose for souls. Common grace look away from God's election and predestinations of souls. Common grace speak of God's graciousness, His general kindness towards all people at all times everywhere.
Umusa wa umuntu wonke ukhuluma ngomusa kaNkulunkulu kubo bantu kubantu bonke endawo zonke ngenkathi zonke.
But this is saving grace.
Kodwa lo ngumusa osindisayo.
It is also not prevenience grace.
Akusho umusa odlula amandla womuntu.
Prevenience grace is a false doctrine.
No, imfundiso yamanga.
It teaches that God by his grace has made it possible for all people to respond. But there is no surety that anyone will respond.
Imfundiso ukuthi wonke umuntu unikezwe amandla ukuthi aphendule kodwa akathembisi ukuthi wonke umuntu uzophendula.
But the grace we are looking at,
kodwa umusa lo sibhekane nawo,
it is effectual grace.
Umusa onamandla.
It is definite grace to save. This is the grace that does not attempt to save. It is grace that accomplishes God's purpose for the sinner. It is the grace of God that accomplished the heart of those whom Paul says they were dead in their trespasses. The grace that exposed God's divine affection towards us, undeserving sinners.
Umusa ubonisa uthando lukaNkulunkulu kithi izoni esingafanelanga.
Therefore, friends,
it
is the message then of salvation by grace alone which can only put God in his rightful place. It put God at the center of redemption. It teaches men that God orchestrates this business of salvation from beginning to end. Even man's responsibility is by the grace of God. We'll see that later. In 2 Timothy 2:25, the Bible tells us that the ability to respond and applying that repentance in our lives is a gift which only can come from God. So friends, we are talking about the grace that will finally lead you home. The grace that redeem you outside you doing anything to help God or to help yourself. By his grace, God clothed the elect, his elect, by love and mercy. So that once they have received the gift of faith, they will eventually choose to come to Christ and be saved by his grace. So the message of sola gratia or salvation by grace alone also confirms that throughout human history, every individual person ever saved, they were all saved by grace. Nothing else but grace. The Old Testament people were saved by grace. In the New Testament and beyond the times of the New Testament where we live right now, we are all saved by grace. There is no one way for the Old Testament saint and a different way for the New Testament people, and today we are all saved by grace. There is no one way for the Jew and no other way for the Gentile. All people could only be saved by the grace of God applied to them by the power of the redemption of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me say this to the African mind. There is no path that we can actually choose to walk in which we can eventually please God and find ourselves saved. There is nothing that we can choose There is no place that we can go that will make us holy, then we are acceptable to God in some way. There is no ointment perhaps that you rub on or anything you can drink to help yourself at least come closer to the point whereby God, perhaps God will have grace upon you.
Ayikho into ozosigqobisa ngayo mhlawumbe noma uzenze buhle ngayo noma uyiphuze kuze ukhone ukusondela uNkulunkulu noma uNkulunkulu akho
ukubekele. We are all saved by grace.
Sonke sisindiswa ngomusa.
We are saved by the gospel of God.
Sisindiswa ngevangeli likaNkulunkulu.
Therefore the gospel of grace we preach here and in the churches that are represented here.
Manje le evangeli lomusa esishumayela ngala mabandla lawa ahlangene lana.
It is the gospel that separates the true church and the false church. It is the gospel that separates the true preachers and the false preachers. The true gospel and the false gospel. The gospel of grace alone is the only true gospel because it elevates God where he belongs. It put God on high and leave man down there where he belongs.
Ngoba ivangeli leliqiniso liphakamisa uNkulunkulu libeke la afanele abe khona, libeke umuntu la afanele abe khona.
It reveals the electing love of God.
Libonisa uthando lukaNkulunkulu lokukhetha laba abakhethayo.
The saving love and the saving grace of God. His unmerited favor towards those who deserve nothing but the ruins.
Uthando lukaNkulunkulu kulabo abakhethile labo abangafani abafanele ulaka kuphela.
It reveals to us that the Son of the living God condescended from on high and he came into this world to save sinners, and he walked in this dirty street of this world and breathed this sin polluted air so that you and I may find ourselves called the children of God.
Bonisa ukuthi indodana kaNkulunkulu iyazithoba yehla emhlabeni wahamba la sihamba khona kuze thina sikhone ukubizwa ngokuthi singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu.
What great humility.
Ukuzithoba okungakanani.
For the Son of God.
Ukuthi indodana kaNkulunkulu.
That for a little while.
Ukuthi okwesikhashana.
He will be placed or put lower than the angels.
Ukuthi uyawayehla ayehla phansi kwezingelosi.
So that
ukuze
you and I
mina nawe
may find room, may find place in the heavens of God.
Sizithole indawo ezulwini likaNkulunkulu.
That you and I may experience the application of the grace of God upon our lives.
Ukuze thina sibe ufakazi umsebenzi kaNkulunkulu empilweni zethu.
That you and I
ukuthi mina nawe
may survive after we have gone down to the road of the dead, but that we may live thereon and enter into eternal bliss.
Which is noma sesindlule ebafini kodwa sikhona ukundlulela ekuphileni.
Friends,
bangani,
nothing we could do to make ourselves desirable to him.
Ayikho into besikhona thina ukuthi siyenze ukuthi uNkulunkulu aza samukele.
That is what grace alone reveals.
Yiloko sithi ngomusa kuphela lokho kuvela.
Remember, I'm talking about nothing we could do from within us. That's the first thing.
Ngikhuluma ngokuthi lowo esingakhona ukwenza ngaphakathi kwethu.
But God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son, so that whosoever believe in him may not perish but have eternal life.
Wathanda izwe wathumela indodana yakhe ukuthi lo nalo okhola kuye aze angayiswa egujisweni kodwa asindise.
The Son did not come into the world to condemn the world.
Indodana ayizanga emhlabeni ukuze azolahlela izwe egujisweni.
But man is sinful and rejecting the grace of God.
Kodwa umuntu uyisoni akafuni nomusa kaNkulunkulu.
Praise the Lord for his grace.
Sasibonge uNkulunkulu ngomusa wakhe.
For there was nothing and is still nothing within us.
Ngoba akukho lutho namanje akukho lutho phakathi kwethu.
But the second thing I want us to see.
Kodwa kwesibili ngifuna sikubone.
Salvation by grace alone reveals religious insufficiency to atone for our sins.
Insindiso ngomusa kuphela yasibonisa ukuthi awekho amasiko angasindiswa.
Remember, we were looking on our first point that there was nothing from within us. Now we are saying there's nothing from without us.
Iqaleni sibone ukuthi akukho ngaphakathi kwethu kodwa manje siyabona ukuthi akukho nangaphandle kwethu.
Verse 8b to 9.
And this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. Friends, Paul simply put things into right perspective here. He says we are unable to contribute anything in order to bring about our salvation except contributing our sin.
We
are not capable to work our own salvation. We do not have strength to work out our salvation, and we do not have good works to bring about so that our salvation may be inaugurated, if you will.
Asinamandla ukuthi thina singasebenza ukuze kenza size sikhone ukusindiswa futhi asinakulunga kithi ukuthi sesikhone ukukhethwa uNkulunkulu ngemisebenzi yenu.
Unless God himself graciously work in us for his good pleasure.
Ngaphandle kokuthi uNkulunkulu asebenze phakathi kwethu ngentando yakhe.
No good work
ayikho imisebenzi emihle
can atone for our sins.
Engasigeza ezonweni zethu.
Remember, friends.
Khumbula mngani.
We're talking about things that people or that we think we can do and offer unto God, but we are saying none of those things is good enough or close enough that we may be saved.
Sikhuluma ngezinto ezingathina singaziyenza ezingacabanga ukuthi singasiletha uNkulunkulu, kodwa siyazi ukuthi ayikho into esingayenza engasindiswa.
We are not saved because we have done anything good or we could do anything good.
Asindiswanga ngoba siyenze okuhle noma singayenza okuhle.
Because there is nothing good that we can do to win God's favor.
Ngoba ayikho into enhle esingayenza ukuze samukeleke kuNkulunkulu.
So Paul is making it clear here that no man can negotiate with God in any way to convince him to the point whereby God graciously grant that person salvation.
Siyabona ukuthi akekho umuntu ongahlala noNkulunkulu azama ukuchazela uNkulunkulu ukuze uNkulunkulu amnikeze insindiso.
We can neither add anything to God's grace or subtract anything to God's grace.
Ayikho into esingaletha kumusa kaNkulunkulu noma ayikho into esingasusa kumusa kaNkulunkulu.
Because, friends,
ngoba bangani,
there is always that chasm between the holy God and the sinful man.
Ngoba khona lokuhlukana okukhulu phakathi kwesoni noNkulunkulu.
Only by the righteous Son of God, the two enemies can be brought together, if you will, whereby the Son of God will stand in the middle and draw a sinner from one side and draw God on the other side and say, let us come together, let us reason together. Even though your sins may be red as the scarlet, I will wash them whiter than the snow. Only the Son of God can do such work. But where does the idea of work coming from? Remember, yeah, the Jew was a very religious man. One Jew said in his religious pride, in his broken pride, he said, I fast twice a week, I give tithe of all that I get.
Omunye uye washo ukuthi mina ngizila kabili nginikela ngakonke engikutholayo.
So a Jew could not be a person who will beat his own chest and point to himself and says the problem is within me. He will not beat his chest and say Lord save me a sinner.
UmJuda bekangakhona ukuthi ashaye isifuba athi mina ngiyisoni ngoba ngiyazi ukuthi nginjani ngaphakathi. Bekangakhona ukuthi athi ngiNkosi ngisindise mina isoni.
He could only say, Lord, this is what I have done. Will you consider my deeds? And I'll still do more. And I believe that through my deeds, the obedience to the law, the obedience to rituals and everything else, if I will do so much of that, I know that you will accept me. That is the Jew mentality. And there's a possibility then that the Gentiles' mentality as they were coming to mingle with the Jews in the church. Now they begin to have such a mentality that we hear these things that perhaps we need to work out our salvation before we get our salvation. But Paul comes here to emphasize the fact that salvation is definitely by grace alone. There is no outside work of a Jew, no outside work of a Gentile that one can bring that he may be saved.
Abezwe mabeza laphambi bacabanga mhlawumbe babalela lamajuda ukuthi mhlawumbe khona imisebenzi efanele bayenze, kodwa lana uPaulo siyachaza ukuthi ayikho imisebenzi kungomusa kuphela.
He brings about the idea that our righteousness is as filthy rags.
Uletha ukuthi ukulunga kwethu kufana njengesidwedwe.
There is nothing we can do to please God.
Ayikho into esingayenza ukuze sijabulise uNkulunkulu.
Therefore, once you are saved,
ingakho wasindiswa,
you can only boast of any you can only boast of Christ, but not what you can do for Christ.
Ungaziqhenya ngoKristu kodwa hayi ngalokho wena okwenzele uKristu.
You cannot count in any way if you have helped Christ, because you could not help him.
Ngeke uziqhenya ukuthi wena uye wanceda uKristu.
So Paul's idea here is that he will bring the church to thanksgiving and praise to God.
UPaulo zilana uthi uzoletha udumo kuNkulunkulu.
So that the church will praise the Lord for his gracious grace, kindness and mercy that he lavished upon the human soul.
Ukuze abantu bakhonze uNkulunkulu ngomusa wakhe, ngomhawu wakhe awuthele kulo phezu kwesoni.
So we are not saved because of what we can do.
Asindiswanga ngalokho esikwenzile.
What we can do or what we could do.
Lokho khona esikhona ukwenza noma lokho esikwenzile.
This doesn't mean, friends, that we could not. This doesn't mean that people could not perform good works. People can perform good works.
Lokho akusho ukuthi abantu abakhona ukwenza imisebenzi emihle. Abantu bayakhona.
But as I have already mentioned, our good works forms our self righteousness, which is as filthy rags.
Imisebenzi yethu isigcwalisa ngokulunga kwethu esibonile ukuthi ifana njengesidwedwe.
Our righteousness is as polluted garment.
Ukulunga kwethu kufana njengempahla ezingcolile.
You can have a beautiful garment, but once it's polluted, it's good for nothing.
Ungaba nempahla ezindle kodwa uma sezingcolile sifana njengento engcolile.
So whatever good works we could do or man can do was not able to please the living God, to the point that God himself will then grant someone salvation.
Ayikho imisebenzi umuntu mhlawumbe angaba namandla okwayenza noma ayenzayo engayenza ukuthi uNkulunkulu amnikeze insindiso.
There is nothing you can do to amuse God.
Ayikho into ongayenza engachaza uNkulunkulu.
Any standard of our righteousness will always become substandard.
Lokho okulunga kwethu lokho sikwenzayo kuzoxhala kungalunganga.
So as Paul speaks to this church, understand that this church received the grace of God. They have experienced this grace of God.
UPaulo simakachaza lokhu uyazi ukuthi le bandla lamkele lo musa kaNkulunkulu.
But he wants to set things right.
Kodwa ufuna ukuthi alungise izinto.
The glory, the honor, the majesty all belongs to God, not man.
Udumo lonke kufanele uNkulunkulu, hayi umuntu.
He says in chapter number 5 verse 8.
Uthi ku chapter 5 verse 8,
for at one time he was darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. That's what he says.
Usho kanjani?
If you continue to read, if you're writing, it's 5 verse 8.
Mawubhala chapter 5 verse 8.
Verse 8 says,
verse 8,
for at one time you were darkness.
Ithi ngesinye isikhathi bokuwu.
But now you are light in the Lord. How did this happen?
Kodwa so ungukhanya enkosini, lokwenzakala
kanjani? Listen to first. Listen to Colossians chapter number 1 verse 21 and 22.
Lalela kwabase Colossians chapter 1 verse 21 no 22.
You were once way alienated and hostile in mind, doing evil deeds. That's the only deeds you could do. Do evil deeds. He has now reconciled in his body of flesh by his death, in order to present you holy and blameless and above reproach before God. It has taken Christ to reconcile you, because your works could not reconcile you. Your works were just evil
works.
Uthathe uJesu Kristu imisebenzi yakhe ukuze kube nokudlelwane phakathi kweni noNkulunkulu.
So Paul does not want to mislead the people of God into thinking that they could do anything or they've done anything to help themselves. Actually, he wants to reveal that God does not help those who helps themselves. Sorry, he does not help those, yes, who help themselves.
UPaulo sakafuna ukhohlisa labantu, ufuna ubafundisa ukuthi basindiswa ngomusa, hayi ukuthi bona bayakhona ukuthi bazincede.
But God help those who cannot help themselves.
UNkulunkulu unceda hayi labo abakhona ukuzinceda kodwa laba abangakwazi.
He says the Gentiles had no knowledge of God. They had no hope. They had no God. They had no standard of life.
Ukuthi laba beze bengenathemba bengena
impilo. They were strangers. That is you and I, strangers to the covenant of promise.
Yet,
by His grace, friends, you Gentiles are fellow heirs, members of the same body, and partakers of the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel. Through the gospel, we have received the goodwill of God to men. So this doctrine of salvation by grace alone actually is in contrast to what many people teach out there. The history of false religion and man-centered faith. It says man needs to purge himself to earn God's favor. But the Bible says it is not so. It is God who makes the first move first to save sinners. Turn back a little bit. Chapter number 1. Listen to this truth from verse
3
to 6. Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, even as He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before Him in love. He predestined us for adoption as sons through Jesus Christ according to the purpose of the will, of His will, to the praise of who? Of His glorious grace with which He has blessed us in the beloved. Friends, God does the work. God makes the first move. Not because of what you could do, but to the praise of His glorious grace, because of His grace, according to the purpose of His will. His will is to save the lost. Salvation cannot be earned. That is all we are saying. It is a gracious gift of God to incapable sinners like you and I. I think that is why the psalmist says in Psalm 103, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. The psalmist speaks to himself, friend. He's having a conversation with himself. My soul, get this right. Sing praises and thanksgiving to the Lord. For if it was not for the Lord, you will still be dead in your trespasses. It is the Lord who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, forget not His benefits. Bless the Lord, O my soul, for He forgives all your iniquity, not some of it, so that you will work out and do something to take some of it, but all my iniquity. He heals all your diseases.
Upholisa zonke zonke izifo
zakho. He redeems your life from the pit.
Usindisa impilo yakho.
He snatches you from the garbage of sin to his marvelous light.
Uthathe esonweni wakubeka ekhanyeni kwakhe.
He crowns you with steadfast love and mercy.
Ugcoba ngumusa wakhe nothando.
So friends,
ngani?
As I have said already, there was nothing within us that we could nature to bring about salvation. There is also nothing outside of us we could do to bring about our salvation.
Njengoba bengisho ukuthi ayikho into esingayenza ngaphakathi kwethu ukuze sindiswe, ayikho futhi into esingayenza ngaphandle kwethu ukuze sindiswe.
So how does this sharpen our understanding of salvation?
Ngaba imicabango yethu ngensindiso ngalunga kanjani?
We don't teach or believe that our good works can somehow end as a free entry, if you will, into heaven.
Asicabangi futhi asifundisi ukuthi imisebenzi yethu ingasivumela ukuthi singene kalula ezulwini.
That is in contrary to the scriptures.
Loku akuhambelani nezwi likaNkulunkulu.
Of course, friends, I was talking to the brother outside, and he mentioned one important fact. He says, actually, we will even say all evangelicals believe that salvation is by grace.
Uyasho ukuthi ngiyavuma ngikhuluma nomfethu ngaphansi uyasho uyavuma ukuthi yonke insindiso yonke imsebenzi yensindiso ingomusa kaNkulunkulu kuphela.
But the difference here is,
kodwa into esiphambana ngayo,
it is by grace alone.
Ngomusa kuphela.
Not just by grace, but grace alone.
Hayi ngomusa kodwa ngomusa kuphela.
So we must rejoice in this truth.
Ngalokho kufanele sijabule
ngalokho. Because we are rest assured that we are saved by something that is imperishable.
Ngoba siyajabula ukuthi sindiswa ngento engamosheki.
We are saved by divine grace.
Sindiswa ngomusa.
Our salvation is real and unchanging, just as the God who is above all things is unchanging God.
Insindiso yethu ayiphenduka ayiguqulwa njengoba uNkulunkulu naye angaguquli.
Friends,
bangani,
this is a blessing unto us.
Lokhu kuyisibusiso kithi.
A blessing to recognize that the sinner does nothing to commend himself to be saved.
Lokhu isibusiso ukwazi ukuthi isona senzi lutho ukuze
the sinner does not cooperate with God in order to merit salvation.
Isona asebenzisani noNkulunkulu ukuze lize lithole
salvation. From beginning to end, it is all of grace.
Insindiso uqala kufikela ekuphelweni kumsebenzi kaNkulunkulu.
Friends, first Corinthians chapter 4 verse 7.
Wase Corinthians verse boqala chapter 7.
It says there.
Ithi lapho.
Chapter 4 verse 7.
Chapter 4 verse 7.
The question. Rhetorical.
Kunombuzo. Kunombuzo osiphendulayo.
What do you have that you did not receive?
Yini enayo engayamukelanga?
If then you received it, why do you boast as if you did not receive it?
Uma uyamukele, yingani uziqhenya ngathi awuyamukelanga?
In other words, Paul is just saying if really you have done nothing to deserve mercy or at any outside performance to lead to the peace between you and God, why would you think that it is all what you have done?
UPaulo uthi uma usiqhenya ngomusa, yini usiqhenya ngathi khona okwenzile, ngoba uyazi ukuthi akukho okwenzile, wamkele umusa.
There is no outside performance.
Ayikho into eyenzwayo ngaphandle.
We need to perform for the Lord.
Ufanele siyenze siyenzele inkosi.
We need to be active for the Lord.
Khona ufanele sibe active inkosi.
We need to be engaged in ministries in the church and help the pastors and help the children in the church and everything else, and we need to do all these things, but none of those outside performance will atone for our sins.
Khona into esizenzayo ebandleni, sinceda abantwana noma sincede umfundisi, zonke lento lezo fanele sizenze, kodwa azisincedi ukuthi zesindiswe.
I could do nothing on my own.
Ayikho into engayenza ngizenzele mina.
Nothing in my hands I could bring.
Ayikho into engayiletha ezandleni zami.
But simply to his cross I could cling.
Kodwa ngibambele esiphambanweni sakhe.
That is the message.
Now ulo umlayezo.
Nothing.
Akukho lutho
outside us.
Ongaphandle kwethu.
As there is nothing from within us.
Njengoba akungekho lutho phakathi ongaphakathi kwethu.
But the third thing I want you to realize here.
Okwesithathu ngifuna ukuthi ukubone lana.
Salvation by grace alone reveals God's immediate purpose for us while here on earth.
Insindiso ngomusa kuphela isibonisa inhloso kaNkulunkulu ngathi sisese la emhlabeni.
Because we have the the false understanding that perhaps God has got a purpose for us after this, so that he saves us and send us to heaven. But there is an immediate purpose why salvation by grace has been lavished upon us.
Ngicabanga ukuthi mhlawumbe uNkulunkulu unenhloso ngathi ngale kwethuna ezulwini, kodwa uNkulunkulu unenhloso ngathi ngapha emhlabeni.
Verse 10.
Kuverse 10.
For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them.
Ngokuba singimisebenzi kaNkulunkulu esenze ephuma kuJesu Kristu ukuthi size siyenze imisebenzi emihle kuye.
Listen to this paradox.
Lalela lokhu.
No works can be done to atone for our sins within and without.
Ayikho imisebenzi singayenza ukuthi sihlanzwe izono zethu ngaphakathi nangaphandle.
But once we have received the grace of God and we are saved, there is work that needs to be performed to prove that now we are being saved by grace.
Kodwa uma umsebenzi soyenzakele ngaphakathi, kukhona imisebenzi ebona eyenzakala ngaphandle ebonisa ukuthi sisindiswe ngomusa.
That is God's purpose.
No, kuyinhloso
yinhloso. He wants us to do something out of this clean heart now.
Ufuna ukuthi ngale nhliziyo ehlwengile siyenze okulungile. Khona afuna ukuthi sikwenze.
Our saving experience leads to good works. Good works of faith.
Ubufakazi bethu bensindiso busenza ukuthi siyenze imisebenzi.
And these good works does not originate with us.
Le misebenzi elungile ayiqalwa yithi.
They are determined by God.
Iqalwa uNkulunkulu.
They are foreordained to be the Christian's delightful duty.
Iqambe uNkulunkulu ukuthi kube imisebenzi yekholwa
athanda ukuyenza. God has prepared and foreordained these good works.
Lana yasho ukuthi uNkulunkulu uyo olungisile waba nenhloso ngale misebenzi
lena. These good works which only the Christian will perform.
Le misebenzi elungile ekhona ukwenza amakholwa.
So God, in other words, has set in order that which is to be done by the Christian for God's good pleasure.
uNkulunkulu sayenze ube nenhloso yemisebenzi ezoyenza ikholwa ayenzela uNkulunkulu kuze kudunyiswe uNkulunkulu.
So salvation by grace alone actually comprehends the doctrine of justification by faith alone, because now the faith that we have received now produces good works by the grace of God. Ngithi mina leli vangeli lithi esithi kulo ivangeli lomusa lihambisana. No, you can't repeat. I'm interpreting myself. Ngithi mina lihambisana lesebenzisana nokuthi sikholwa ngomusa kuphela, ngoba ngenxa yokukholwa sesinemisebenzi siyenzayo kodwa kungenxa yomusa kaNkulunkulu.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Are we together, friends?
Amen.
So this is to say then, once a person is counted right before God through faith in Jesus Christ, such faith produces good works.
Lo kusho ukuthi umuntu masamukelekile kuNkulunkulu kuba nemisebenzi eyenzakalayo eyamukelekile kuNkulunkulu.
We are not, that's what I'm trying to say, we are not saved just for heaven.
Asindiswanga kuze singene ezulwini
kuphela. We are saved that we may please God right now.
Sisindiswele ukuthi sijabulise uNkulunkulu khona.
But there is nothing we can do to please God.
Kodwa ayikho into esikhona ukuyenza engajabulisa.
So God predetermined and prepares this work beforehand that once they are saved, they will have to work in, they have to work these works. And I'll explain these works just now.
Manje uNkulunkulu uba wenza le misebenzi lena uyayilungisa phambi kokuthi sisindiswe, ukuthi mase sisindisiwe fanele siyenze le misebenzi.
In summary, what are these good works?
Masibenza kancane nje, yini le
misebenzi? These good works are basically our conduct and character.
Le misebenzi ukusiphatha kwethu nempilo yethu.
God turns us to the likeness of his Son.
uNkulunkulu usikenza sifane nendodana yakhe.
We walk in the manner worthy of the gospel.
Sihamba ngendlela efanele ivangeli.
We walk in reflection to the grace that is bestowed upon us.
Sihamba sicabanga ngalo musa.
That is why Paul would say we are now his workmanship.
Ngakho Paul usathi singimisebenzi
yakhe. He suggests then that we are now recreated
are new for God's purpose. God reformed our souls in Christ Jesus. There is a new creation now. But once we are created in Christ Jesus, that reflection of that reality must be seen today. That is what this is all about. So God take us back to his initial purpose for mankind. To work, to obey, and to keep. Yes, the laws of God. Back to the initial purpose of God. In Christ Jesus. Paul here says, then this is the grace that converts sinners. Because only such grace can produce good works. Such grace can produce favorable deeds. A grace that awakens someone to a new life, conforming us to the image of God's dear Son. It is because of the grace of God that our faith produces good works. Once we come to God, there's a negative denial that springs forth from our own souls. And there's a positive agreeing with God that comes forth from our hearts.
And
it's all because of grace. We begin to do things for God because of the grace of God. We walk in a way that the Lord deserves from us. After his gracious application of salvation in us, we walk the way that is worthy of the gospel. In verse 1, chapter number 4, he says, I therefore, a prisoner of the Lord, argue to walk in the manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called.
Chapter 4, verse 1.
There is a calling in which we have been called. There is a way, there is a standard in which we have been called. There is an expectation in which we have been called. And this expectation is not mere man's expectation. It is God's expectation on those who are regenerated by the power of the Lord Jesus Christ, dead on the cross. And it's all because of grace. So you see now, the reason we need to praise the Lord for his grace. We need the grace of God. I need the grace of God. I don't deserve heaven, friends. I need grace. In most cases, I disgrace the Lord. For I do not do the works or the good that I want. But the evil I do not want is what I keep doing. Wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death. Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. For his gracious hand reached out to me. Not to help me from sinking, but to pull me out of my drowned soul and set me free from the chains of sin. He came from heaven for a sinner like me to show the way to live a righteous life, that I may adapt and live such a righteous life. Crucified for me, which is what we remember in this weekend. cast on his side for me.
Blood flowing and oozing and gushing out from his side, mixed with water, that I may remember that I need to be pure before him.
And now he sits enthroned above.
Sits on the right hand of the God, interceding for me. That's grace. Pouring his gracious soul, blessing me every minute and every hour. Because friends, only by grace we can enter. Only by grace we can stand. Not by our human endeavors, but by the blood of the Lamb. Let me come to a conclusion. Why all this? Why this grace?
Why
so that we may conform to the image of the Son of God. So, church, let us allow the grace of God to continue to work in our lives by not allowing ourselves to follow the deadly ways of this dying world. We need to take advantage of this grace lavished upon us. Let us rejoice in the Lord that our salvation is by the will of God and is by grace alone. His choosing of us must always remind us of his gracious grace upon us, but also his expectation upon us. Salvation is all of grace. It is by grace that God reached unto us. It is Jesus who came to seek us. So you don't have to say to work to save yourself. Our mission then is to go and call out there and says, come to Jesus, come to him, all you who are heavy laden. Because he wants to save you only by grace. You don't have to bring your salary, you don't have to bring anything. Come to him. Try to do nothing spectacular. You cannot do anything to earn your salvation. Friends, we are his workmanship, the sheep of his pasture. What does that tell me? We have changed masters. We are no longer under the tyranny of Satan, but under the gracious hand of God. Maybe you are among us. You have not experienced this grace. Maybe we have not turned from your wicked ways and come to the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. You can cry out, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me, a sinner. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on my soul. By your grace, let me hide myself in thee. Wash me, Savior, lest I die. Bless me with your clean heart. Take away or remove from me the heart of stone, that I may be able to do in accordance to your ways and follow your statutes. Because only by grace I can enter. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.